Not do I have a motion to close?
Second.
Been moved second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That carries. Councilman Leal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Let me thank everybody who's come tonight to address us and folks who've communicated with us in other ways about this issue. You know, when the council first started considering this, it was well before this last election. I don't want anyone to think that we started considering this after getting the data on how many people voted against the state initiative. Now, it's also important to say that what the city of Tucson was considering doing was also very different from what the state was considering doing, because we never considered going to a mail-only ballot. We wanted a hybrid system where there would be a collection in each ward of polling places for people who wanted to be able to come down and vote traditionally, or lost their mail-in ballot and needed to come down and vote at a polling place. One of the problems we've discovered is that in the last election there were about 9,000 provisional ballots in the county. It took 4 to 5 days to verify signatures. It is not inconceivable in our discussions with the recorder and the city clerk that in a city election we could conceivably have 20 to 40,000 provisional ballots. That could easily take 2 weeks to verify signatures. One can argue that that's untenable because people expect to find out the outcome of an election sooner than that. The other things that have come up that are important issues are some of the things that have been mentioned tonight. The gentleman who spoke about the GEM system and the problem with the scanners, that's a real issue. We wanted to do a hybrid system because when the feds came and basically said 75% of our polling places are not acceptable and there's no latitude, we really felt we needed to figure out something that was user-friendly that would allow people to participate but also still maintain choice. And that's what we were looking at trying to do. Now, we find out from the feds Friday that, well, it's not a big hammer, just make the best effort. So as we talk with different people who really understand this stuff about provisional ballots, the GEM system, etc., we felt that one of the things that we could do, because our goal is to enhance participation in the franchise, but also facilitate access in other ways that access is about, which is physical. So we've come up with an idea I think really works and is honorable and matters. One, that we modify where we can a bunch of the locations that the feds took issue with on ADA. Secondly, PUSD has been forthcoming in willing to make available certain school sites that hopefully are in places that plug holes geographically. We will also ask the clerk to contact other school districts to see if some of them will throw in. And, of course, ADA issues would have to be, if need be, dealt with in those places, too, and also security issues for the children. In the county currently, the county mails out a request for a vote by mail to everybody. We go, okay, instead of mailing people a ballot, let's just mail people a request. That way people can choose how they want to participate in the franchise. Do they do it at a place? Do they do it at the coffee table? So I think maybe that's the best of both worlds. We will mail people the application so they can choose themselves, again, how they want to participate in the franchise. The city will pay for the postage both ways, so it's as simplest as we can make that. We'll try and participate with the school districts and modify, respond to the polling place issues that have been mentioned, and do that kind of a system for both primary and general in the upcoming election. Nina mentioned earlier today in the discussion that given really the great range of embedded issues, whether it's the GEM system, the scanner, ADA, etc., probably begs the question that the city create some kind of a working group to really chew through the whole darn thing and find these embedded issues and come up with pros and cons and make some recommendations to us about the future. That way, we as a community stand a better chance of being in charge of our own lives as opposed to having the federal government attempt to dictate things to us. So I offer that as an alternative that tries to focus on participation and choice and access, keeps control in the community, and lets us move forward, and I think be responsive to the legitimate things that we've heard from a great range of people. And I offer that as a motion.
I second.
Very well, we have a motion, and it's been seconded. Comments, yes. Councilman Tresor.
A couple of things. One, I thank you for mentioning, Steve, the fact that we began this process last April, which was well before the election, before any vote had been taken, before we even knew what would be on the ballot. It was part of our ongoing process to creatively try to find ways to include more people in the process. I think the multifaceted suggestion that Steve is offering that does the ease of mailing requests to people as well as offering the traditional is a good balance, and I will support that. I would ask not as an amendment but just as a note to the clerk that I really would like us to have further discussion or examination into the issue that Jim Marsh raised about the machines that are counting, because there are so many people who do send in mail-in ballots, and if we do not have the redundancy, if we do not have the trail, I think we have a responsibility to make the request that something be done. So I would ask that this is something that as an addendum but not as part of the motion, that we request the clerk to follow up on that and get us more information in the coming weeks or months as appropriate.
Your Honor, just if I can respond briefly to that, we do have safeguards in place for the central counting of ballots, which is this process used for early balloting and which would also be used for mail ballot. And I'll be happy to put together something to share what those safeguards are and how we address the issues that have been raised here.
I'd appreciate that.
Councilman Scott and then Councilman Ibarra.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Am I to understand that only schools will be the polling sites? Well, we're talking about the offer of schools, and I just want to assure the public what clarifying language, what we're saying here. We're saying where can they vote?
We're saying that we're going to go ahead and coordinate with the schools to see if there are more facilities that can be used as polling places. But, of course, we continue to rely on not only city-owned facilities but also privately-owned facilities because, as you all know, we have to have locations throughout the city, not just in certain areas, and sometimes of course, that won't always be a school.
Well, thank you. I really wanted that to be clear to folks that the normal polling place will more than likely still be the place, and that you will receive a piece of mail that says if you wish to vote at home, you may.
Councilman Bob.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have a question for Councilman Leal, who made the motion. Over 60% of the state said that they were against ballots by mail. The community has spoken loud and clear. We have been inundated with emails and phone calls, and now we're changing course from putting it on the agenda, saying we're not going to do it. We're going to go back to a version of what we used to have. But isn't it disingenuous to say that, but we're still going to set up a task force to look into the future of this? So are we going to be dealing with it next year? I think if we really wanted to say, look, this is something that we're not ready for right now, how about we just take the whole idea off the table, and that way we're not, you know, saying right now it's not ready for this election, and it probably won't be ready for the next couple of elections also. That way we don't give anybody any false hope that this issue is dead, and then they walk away, and then we bring it back in 6, 7, 8 months from now. I just wanted to make sure that we don't give anybody any false ideas that the task force is going to come back.
Yeah. Let me respond, because you've obviously gotten a false idea. The goal of the task force isn't to try and figure out how to do vote by mail. The goal of the task force is to look at the issues of voting in general, the GEM issue, the scanner issues, the software issues, and how the city does stuff. It's not to try and figure out how to do something. We already are going to decide tonight it's not a good idea. And again, what the city was considering doing was not what the state proposed. It was a hybrid that always intended to have polling places. But again, the larger issues that have started to emerge in terms of character, provisional ballots, how you count those, time delays, software. From that, we've learned that the task force really needs to look at that stuff, because there's other problems with the integrity of voting that we really need to make it incumbent upon ourselves to figure out how to remedy and safeguard for the future, not to figure out how to do vote by mail. So if that wasn't clear, it's clear now.
Well, then, Councilmember Leal, I apologize.
That's okay.
So just to make sure, the vote by mail idea is dead.
The only thing that's vote by mail is if people want it themselves, they'll tell us. But it comes in that direction, not this direction. Okay.
Any other comments? This is a fairly straightforward deal, I think. Right?
Thank you.
Now let's do a roll call. Would you like? There is no ordinance read, so let's roll call.
Let's vote. No, never
mind. Let's vote.
Bad joke.
All right. This is on Mr. Leal's motion.
Yeah.
Mr. Ibarra.
Aye.
Ms. Ulick.
Aye.
Yeah. Ms. Scott.
Aye.
Mr. Leal.
I don't know. Okay, I'll do it. You twisted my arm.
Ms. Tresa.
Aye.
Mayor Walker.
Before I vote, my compliments to the council. It was started quite some time ago, and I think for the audience, we're listening to what people say. I know a lot of you said, well, come on. And we have listened. I can tell you as close as a couple of weeks ago, we were kind of talking about what are the issues, but the public really said, hey, and it's about almost 70%.
Right.
But I think that the compromise is a good one. I appreciate what Roger Pfeiffer did to say, hey, look, we'll work with you guys and see if we can't figure this out. So I think the public's will has been met by this council. I'm very pleased, and I think everybody should be. And Ms. Clerk, thank you very much for...
You're welcome, Your Honor.
Okay, you're going to vote or not?
I know.
Come on.
I vote yes.
All right.
Good job, guys.